Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Ian.
Hello, LSAT Demon podcast. My name is Ian, I am finishing my undergrad in agricultural economics with a 3.7 GPA and a 161 LSAT score. I also have an undergraduate degree in agricultural economics, Ian.
Wow.
UC Davis.
Did not know.
Go Aggies. My goal is to be a corporate environmental / energy attorney in the energy industry. It's very specific.
Okay.
This summer, I have been awarded a prestigious environmental business analyst internship for a large oil and gas company. Sounds like progress toward your goal. Included in this internship is the opportunity for a full-time job in the environmental department, as well as tuition assistance for any graduate school. Oh, here we go. This is getting better and better.
Yeah.
I have always planned on attending law school fresh out of my undergrad. Who cares? Like, you know, it's human nature, isn't it, Ben, to get, are you like this, that you get attached to your own plans?
Your long-term plans you've had for a while. Yeah, there is that problem.
It's hard not to, you know, it's like, and it can be stupid shit where it's like, no, I was planning on going to the 7 o'clock movie and then your friends can't go. And it's like, where they want to try to push it to 9 and now you're like bent out of shape or whatever, because for no reason really, other than, oh, I had been planning on this other thing. Well, shit happens and you're going to have to learn to roll with these punches. So, you know, the fact that when you were 17, you thought you would go to law school fresh out of undergrad. Who cares? You know, when you were 17, you also thought that that band was good, or that that tattoo was a good idea, or like many other things that you thought when you were 17.
Yeah.
However, says Ian, with this new opportunity, I'm now leaning towards the prospect of accepting the corporate job and pursuing law school part time at the University of Tulsa. Parentheses, regardless of the job acceptance, I would likely attend the University of Tulsa. Oddly narrow.
Yeah. This one school.
Yeah. I mean, there are other places besides Oklahoma, and maybe you've got oil and gas connections in Oklahoma and there's some reason for you wanting to stay in Tulsa, some career reason for you wanting to stay in Tulsa, but you know,
well, with a 3.7 and a 161, the estimator is saying that Ian can go to Tulsa for free.
That's a tuition scholarship, Ian. So like this grad school funding that your internship is offering you, you'd actually be wasting it at Tulsa.
Unless they give it to you on top or as a stipend or something like that. But yeah, it seems like you could have better opportunities. Tulsa's 118 in the country.
Yeah, it's totally possible that this internship, you might be able to convince them that, hey, does it have to be used for tuition or can I use it for fees? Can I use it for books? Can I use it for living expenses? That could be great.
Yeah.
But yeah, try to get yourself a scholarship to law school in any case, right? You should be walking in with like, oh yeah, no, I mean, they want me. I don't need to pay tuition here if I don't want to. Would I be making a mistake by accepting the full-time position and enrolling part-time? Well, that's two different issues. Again, so see, this is where Ian is so stuck on this idea that I have always planned on attending law school fresh out of undergrad. So yeah, Ian is now failing to consider this other option, which is do the internship, totally kick ass in the internship, maybe continue working on the LSAT. Like, why are you in such a damn hurry? Is it just because you have always had this plan?
That would be a bad reason, especially since the plan likely formulated when you knew even less about this process.
I think we do this all the time. I think we're very stupid. You know, I think that we really get stuck in our patterns or our plans.
Yep.
I don't know. It's like you were planning on reheating that spaghetti and meatballs in the fridge for dinner. But then while you were out, you ended up eating, you know, at happy hour with your friends or whatever. And then you get home and you just automatically still put the spaghetti and meatballs in the microwave because that was your plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a bad example, but I think we do dumb shit like that all the time.
Did you do that recently, Nathan?
No, I didn't. But I do think we do shit like that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, I mean, look, if you get a better LSAT score, you can go to free somewhere else, go for free somewhere else, or to a much better school, and they can give you tuition assistance or some other kind of assistance on top of that. I mean, that's a win-win-win, right?
Yeah. Ian continues. Yeah. Ian had said, would I be making a mistake by accepting the full-time position and enrolling part-time? I think you're making a mistake, Ian, by not considering more options. Like I don't love it. That's true. Also, I hate it that you're planning on like that. You are so stuck in this. I have to go to law school this year.
Yep.
You know, your decision is full-time or part-time. What about not at all? What about wait a year? What about gap year, gap 2 years, gap 3 years? There's no reason for you to rush into law school here. This sounds like a great opportunity. Why don't you just make the most of that opportunity? Ian continues, I see many benefits, including the advancement of the career, as I would be in the field I want to grow in, which, yeah, no shit. By the way, like an executive role at an oil and gas company is probably better than a legal role at an oil and gas company.
Much better. Probably.
I mean, I can just see a million ways that you could use your, like, if your ag econ, my ag econ degree was pretty technical. Like it had a lot of like learning how to use statistical programs and learning how to do, you know, fancy multivariate regressions and stuff. And if that really is your education, Ian, you could use that in the industry, in the energy industry, to like a scientific effect, you know, where you would be like using your math brain. Why are you sacrificing that to go compete in legal brain shit?
Yeah.
It just feels like a mistake not to make the most of this. You're so stuck on the law thing that you're failing to consider that there might be much easier ways to get into this industry. And you could always go back to law school. Ian says the prospect of tuition assistance is also very appealing. That maybe doesn't sound like Ian is familiar with law school scholarships.
Yeah. Go to LSATdemon.com/scholarships.
Yeah.
And look, with your numbers right now, which you can improve, you can go to Tulsa for free.
Yeah. And with a few more LSAT points, it would be like a lock probably to go to get a tuition scholarship at Tulsa and a million other schools.
Yeah.
But Ian says, you know, this idea of accepting the full-time position and enrolling part-time, Ian says, I see this as a very risky move and do not want to jeopardize my future career as an attorney.
This is not a risky move. It's going to give you more experience.
Quite the opposite.
Yeah.
This is the safest possible move. Are you kidding? You already have a job offer.
You're castling your king or whatever. You're this is good.
Is castling always good?
I don't know if it's always good, but it puts your king right like back in the corner there, a little safer. It's safer. This is not a risky move. It's a safety move. It's retreating to safety.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, maybe the part-time law school could be a risky move. Here's the thing, Ian. The riskiest thing that you're considering here is law school. Law school is the risk.
That's a huge cost. Yeah.
Law school is wildly expensive. It does not lead to the kind of job outcomes that people expect. Some people it works out great. Other people it works out not at all. And that's the risky thing. Also, you only get to go to law school once. So sticking yourself at University of Tulsa, which may or may not be the best law school you can go to. I mean, it's probably guaranteed not the best law school you can go to. Well,
listen to this. Their 75th percentile LSAT is 158.
So you're already 3 points above their 75th percentile. The school is kind of beneath you.
Yeah.
That's the risk.
And he's above their UGPA. 75th percentile UGPA is 3.68. He's got a 3.7. He's above on both numbers.
And do they give scholarships to the part-time program?
Let's see here. Zero to the part-time.
So you're going to be walking away from the tuition scholarships that you might be able to get if you went full-time. Your employer, I guess, is offering to pay tuition assistance.
I just don't like it because he can already go to a better school. Why Tulsa? Go do this internship, get the experience you want from it, and then leverage that tuition assistance, or hopefully you can turn it into something else at a much better school somewhere else and improve your LSAT score.
Yeah. Yeah. The risky move would be going to law school full stop. And I definitely think you should take this internship. It seems like a great offer. It's a paid, full-time, prestigious internship in the industry you want to work in. You should do that.
Yep. And learn from it and learn what people do and learn who has JDs at that at that firm or that company, and whether they needed those JDs to get the job they have. Which jobs in that company do you actually like? Is it really the legal ones, or is it the more analytical ones or the executive ones? Go do that first, then figure out what's next.
Thanks, Ian.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.